Robin Givens, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am getting my makeup done as I talk to you. I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm watching the news. They have me in this beautiful room. I don't know what I'm going to do when I go back to my real life. I'm running around trying to make breakfast for my kids with pancakes.
What are you shooting
all
now?
All over me. Say that again?
What are you shooting now?
No, we're doing, you know, we're doing promotion for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
God is not dead
too.
Yes.
The sequel, huh?
Yes, yes.
The first one did so well with a $2 million budget.
Can you
made
believe
over
that?
$60 million.
Isn't that amazing? I want to say like 68 or something like that. Isn't that amazing?
And what about the budget on this one?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but you know, certainly it was a bigger movie. With some wonderful one. Ernie Hudson's in this movie, Melissa Joan Hart. I mean, it's just a wonder. Pat Boone is in this movie.
He's still
Pat
alive.
Pat Boone?
Yeah, yeah. Pat Boone. Yeah, but you do know, like, Fred Thompson, it's the last time, it's the last thing he did.
Before he passed away.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Is Pat Boone still wearing white shoes and white belts?
Not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But it's a really wonderful film. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've been bragging about how much I enjoy Perfect Match. Not bragging, but just talking about the movie Perfect Match. And because you look so fabulous.
Really?
My God.
They cleaned me up. They cleaned me up for
Is
that movie.
Is that what you say?
You know what's so funny? Because I haven't seen it yet. I heard that people really love it, so I've got to see it. But Billy Woodruff, who directed that movie, I've known since he worked at BET, was like an intern at BET. Mm-hmm. And then he directed the one and only video I did with Toni Braxton, You're Not Man Enough for Me, or mm-hmm. something, you know. So So this is the next thing we did together. So I've just watched his career just grow, and I just loved being a part of it.
You're doing a lot of faith-based movies, and faith-based movies are crushing it.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Yeah. I think that says something about our times, too, you know, like how people feel and the sense of just, you know, it just being a confusing time, and I think that this is kind of brings them some satisfaction.
You go see a movie, you don't have to worry about what happens on the screen. That's what it is.
That's true. Yeah.
And do you make a concentrated decision to make a positive tone movies like that in light of your boys and raising, you know, them in this world?
Well, you know what? Certainly once you have kids, you know, you think about them. You know, I can't even say kids anymore because my oldest son is 22. So he's my man child.
22?
I can't get him out of the house. How do you get him out of the house? He won't leave.
You made it too good for him.
You made it too comfortable. That's one way.
And then I've got my 16-year-old. So you know. But that's
Robin Givens, what do you want people to walk away knowing about this movie?
I don't even know about learning. I think the discussion has to be had. I want them to feel good about their faith and that it's okay to talk about God and it's okay, you know, to really believe. And I think that we're a society where we are Christian. It's part of the fabric of America, the way we feel about God. And it's okay to say it out loud. You know, it's okay to say Merry Christmas, you know?
I'm a Christian.
It is. I think we're so protective. I think America is, first of all, the most wonderful country. I mean, people come here for freedom of religion and for so many different reasons. And I think oftentimes we're so protective of everyone else's beliefs and wanting to know that we can be, you know, accepting that we, you know, kind of put our own beliefs to the side. So it's okay. Yeah.
Right.
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We are fine. We're wonderful.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah.
In theaters today.
Yep, today.
God's Not Dead 2.
Yep. I'm glad you didn't play any April Fool's jokes on me or anything.
No, not this show.
Okay, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.